Hey guys,
it's Nina's
and Katrina
here to talk about the book What Was Hurricane Katrina by Robin Koontz.
Did you know when the hurricane first hit, wealthy white people were helped first in most cases?
That's right. Most people were able to escape but couldn't, and some were forced to stay and fight the storm. Hurricane Katrina rolled in on August 19, 2005 and was labeled as a terrifying tropical disturbance. But it doesn't stop there. As it got stronger, the storm traveled north towards Florida and Louisiana from the Bahamas.
By August 27th, Mayor Kathleen Blanco advised people to evacuate the city because the hurricane was upgraded to a Category 5 storm with raging 175-mile-per-hour winds.
After her message, an estimated 1.2 million people left, leaving 100,000 to stay and fight the storm.
When the levees broke, there was a serious trouble. The whole city flooded, and within a few days,
the water wasn't water anymore. It was like a toxic stew made from oil, seawater, feces, rubber tires, glass, and rot of all sorts. Just the smell makes the eyes water.
In the end, people drowned in their homes and on the streets they grew up on. Others waited on rooftops for help that would never come.
The hurricane was a devastating event, taking 2,000 lives and over 800,000 homes with it.
Hurricane Katrina by Robin Koontz is an amazingly good book on the issue of the access to resources because of how it hooks the reader into the human drama of the issue.
Koontz states that some people even had to glide through swarms of flying cockroaches, mosquitoes, ants, and billions of poisonous snakes in the water just to rescue others. Based on that quote, you can see that sometimes help never came, so others had to step in to save family and friends.
Overall, this book was amazing, and I would certainly recommend it. 5 out of 5 stars for you, Robin.
Thanks so much for listening to me, Nina.
And me, Katrina. We hope you enjoyed.
And learned something new.
Go read the book now.
And hear some ASMR as well.
Bye.